So we're here today with Aaron Viles, the chair of Progress Kentucky. Aaron, welcome to the state of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
So you made a suggestion that we talk about Progress Kentucky's involvement with No Kings and also with various activities in Lexington. So before we do that, why don't you tell all our listeners and viewers about Progress Kentucky, where it came from, what it does now.
Sure. So we were organized, I think, in about 2020. Originally, we were called the Mitch McConnell Retirement Committee because we were focused on that election and working to really just kind of be an anti-Mitch voice in the conversation. If we all recall, that was a kind of a tough primary for the Democrats. Ultimately, it was also just a tough election with Trump on the top of the ticket. Democrats did not do well, although Amy McGrath did do better than Joe Biden in Kentucky. But yeah, we were basically focused on being the anti-Mitch voice on that space. After that election, we kind of turned to our group of volunteers. They, well, what's next? What do we want to do? And determined that really state policy was probably a place that people who cared passionately about kind of politics and making a better Kentucky and had supported folks like Andy Beshear when he won and Amy McGrath when she lost, really needed to plug into the state level as well, right? And Frankfort seemed to get a lot less attention than it needed because the outcomes of coming from Frankfort were not great for sure. And so we started to do a little bit more work focusing on Frankfort with our kind of weekly live stream, Kernels of Truth, and engaging candidates as that election came up, looking at a slate of candidates that we could endorse and then actually canvass for as well. So we've with Progress Kentucky, we've been engaged at the federal and state level politically ever since then.
You know,
Go ahead.
it's interesting to me as I've watched your organization grow. It's gone from sort of an online organization to really being boots on the ground. I mean, there's a lot of activity that y'all are doing. So we could go into a lot of that, but why don't you tell us about No Kings and Lexington?
Yeah, so Progress Kentucky, we've always looked to align with, networks that we agree with and that might offer more information or resources or expertise. So we're,
Like Forward
proud.
Kentucky.
Exactly. We're proud to be on the Forward Kentucky Network. Common Ground Kentucky is also a community that we're really excited to be a part of. Common Ground Kentucky Action, C4 table that's working on making Kentucky better politically. And then we're also a member of the Indivisible Network. So, as such, we've kind of been at the forefront of engaging for some of these big mass mobilizations that have been happening basically for a year, right? If you think about it, the kind of the 5051 group did a really good job with the President's Day protests, and we came out to one of those and met some of those organizers and said, this is, we need to keep doing more of this in terms of the mass mobilizations to respond to the latest outrage from the Trump administration. And so we started doing those events, working with other Indivisible groups in Lexington. So Bluegrass Activist Alliance is kind of the other well-organized Indivisible entity. But then the 5051 Kentucky group that kind of sprung up out of those organizing efforts. AFT, so Kentucky 120 United, has been really active and engaged. And a lot of really other great groups. Lexington's, I think, worked really well together with a lot of different groups. We've got a very established, and I think there's a lot of trust in the coalition that puts the mass mobilizations together. Groups kind of step up, step back in terms of who's got the capacity to help lead the big groups. But we've worked with some very kind of politically engaged and thoughtful entities that are very, C3 in their orientation, right? So folks like the NAACP Lexington branch, the League of Women Voters, the Lexington chapter there have been really active participants. Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, Central Kentucky chapter that's in Lexington has been a great collaborator. And then Bluegrass DSA as well has been kind of at the table. So, and I should not forget Peaceful Bluegrass Resistance, which is another group like 5051. 51 that kind of sprung up after this Trump 2.0 started just ripping up the Constitution and being so just outrageous. So that they've been great partners. We put together great events. The Lexington event that it will be in sa on Saturday, I think, is really well in hand, and we're just thrilled that it's another chance. It's so important, especially with this war, especially with what we're seeing with just the again, as I said, the outrage that just keeps building. It's really important, with the ICE activities, that everyone shows up that's opposed to this. And even though Kentucky, of course, is still, I think, pretty safe to say a red state, we're seeing lots and lots of mobilizations across the Commonwealth. So, obviously Lexington would do something like this, and Louisville will do something like this. But is it obvious that, Danville would have an event, and Winchester, and Mount Sterling, and Pikeville? So many of them happening across. What's your latest count? Where are we at right now?
I think we're almost at 40.
Yeah, that's
I mean, which
phenomenal.
is just amazing to me. And you're right, it's not necessarily what you would consider to be hotbeds of progressive activity, but there's a lot of people out there who are fed up, I think would be a good way to put it. I want to ask a question that may be getting into an area that's uncomfortable, but you named all these organizations. What's your relationship, if any, with Fayette County Democratic Party or with some of the political figures in that area?
Well, from an organizational perspective, the No Kings Alliance is a nonpartisan, right? They're not just, they are very anti-Trump, but there are specific reasons they're anti-Trump. It's not that they're reflexively, an arm of the Democratic Party, right?
Right.
There are specific things you're opposed to, which doesn't necessarily mean you are a part of, that entity. So they are, because they are, a nonpartisan endeavor, they have set some ground rules about parties being involved. And the No Kings Coalition makes it very clear that no, parties shouldn't be actively involved in organizing these events. Inherently they are public events that anyone who agrees is welcome to come, right? So, obviously I think folks who, lead the Democratic, local county chapters, I think show up to a lot of these, certainly. And personally, my relationship with the Fayette County Dems is great. Like, I think their leadership is fantastic, and I think they do a really good job and do important work. But yeah, I think it's really important that we meet people where they're at. And I think there's a lot of people who are outraged about Trump, but certainly don't see the Democrats as, like, the savior of this effort, right? So, it's really important that we don't do something that's just, not thoughtful enough to meet everyone who's outraged about Trump, and get them active and involved. And I think if this is just perceived as just some thing that just Democrats are doing, like part of the Trump derangement syndrome or whatever, I think you limit your impact and your ability to meet people where they're at and keep growing that movement to get to where we all say we want to be, which is that, Erica Chenoweth, 3.5% of the public. The public engaged in ongoing resistance. So, that's really important for me right now, is that we got to win. And I think the winning strategy is to get, a nonpartisan effort in response to Trump's outrages.
Progress Kentucky does a lot of other things, and we could, like I said before, we could spend another 30 minutes just talking about that. But you do have a lot of volunteers, and you have no staff in terms of paid people. It's all volunteer driven.
It is, yeah.
Have you seen an increase in volunteers in the last, say, 6 months? Are
Yeah, no, there's
people
definitely
coming
been a lot of
out and
interest. We've also met this moment, right? We see my, the board, myself, like, we agree that we're in a unique opportunity right now because of the election, right? We want, because of the, just, amazing amount of people that are outraged about Trump, right? So there's a lot of folks who want to do something, right? And what we've tried to, direct people to is the most useful way to turn your outrage into action, is to get involved with flipping this Kentucky Six, right? So that is the Lexington district that it, it's Lexington and, I think what 15 counties around Fayette County. A lot of those are rural and a lot of those have a lot of voters that don't really show up in a lot of midterm elections,
Right.
right? And so what we've done as part of the Kentucky Future Project, working with the Kentucky Common Ground Kentucky Action, we've got a universe of voters that we think are the most important voters to like engage with and build relationships with and get them ultimately to the polls in November. And so with that universe of voters, we're doing handwritten postcards urging them to fill out a survey so we do get a sense of how they think things are going. I don't think people often have a chance to share their views of what's going on politically and how they view it or just economically and how they view it. So that's part of it, these handwritten postcards, which is a huge way that people can help out in a pretty easy kind of, low bar for entry, volunteer activity. So we've been doing those events once a month in Lexington. Also, we've been doing down in Richmond as well now, and are getting a lot more volunteers active and involved. And it's a great way to meet people that share your concerns about what's happening right now and, get a sense that you are doing something useful. Because I do think that these handwritten postcards will be useful in starting a conversation with these, high potential voters, I think they call them, folks who, without our engagement, without our conversation, because it's not just a postcard, it's also, it takes them to the survey, then we can actually call them to follow up or call them to encourage them to fill out the survey. We can even do canvassing in some of the most important precincts. And we are thinking about in November, where are the most important places for us to work to flip the sixth? Because that's obviously a pretty big space. And if we recall, when the most recent time it was actually competitive was Andy Barr versus Amy McGrath, and that's that was about 10,000 votes, right? So you can put a lot of time and energy into a lot of different precincts to try to get to those 10,000 votes if you're being strategic about it. You can also do things like hold Adam Moore's seat hopefully and flip what used to be Sherrilyn Stevenson's seat, the 88th, and so I think there's a lot of opportunities where you look at where the, the state level races are could also be competitive. So it's not just about making sure we never send anyone like Bootlicker Barr to the sixth district, representative, but holding some city, some really important, sending some good folks to Frankfurt as well.
So let's wrap this up by giving people some links or whatever. We know you're on YouTube. Forward Kentucky posts your stuff every week when you're on
Appreciate
there.
that.
But if people want to go get involved, where should they go? What's the best place to go sign up?
I mean, I think the best way is to go to our website, so progressky.org. We've got, the things we're doing, you can sign up and volunteer for them. And so please do help us flip the sixth if you're in the sixth district. If you're in Lexington, you're in Madison County and want to come to Richmond once a month and help us out there, that would be very welcome. Obviously, you can always make donations. We got links to our donation page, and despite the fact that we don't have any paid staff, stamps are really expensive. So to mail out postcards to those 18,000 voters we've identified as the most important voters to flip that seat, you can do the math. I'm not going to do the math. 18,000 times 61 cents is a fair amount, right? So but donations help. But yeah, go to the website. We're on pretty much all the socials, so you can find us there. Just search for us. Yeah, we're on YouTube along with you, Bruce. So you can find our stuff, once a week there.
Sounds good. Aaron Viles, chair of Progress Kentucky, one of the hosts of Kernels of Truth on YouTube each week. Thank you so much for your time. And we will be pushing people to go volunteer, especially if they are anywhere in the 6th District.
Perfect. Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for all you do. It's really important.